Just be yourself. The greatest risk you could ever take in the whole world. It is, isn't it? Just being yourself. I mean, imagine if you were just yourself. If you were just happy being you, and other people rejected you. They said you weren't good enough. They dismissed you. They undermined you. They put you down. Or even completely dismissed you. What would that be like? Well, I guess what that would be like for you will determine on the value that you place in the acceptance and the validation on other people. Because as I've mentioned, other people are on the outside of you. Remember the glass. Your needs on the inside. Other people on the outside. So what does this mean? What does this mean? I'm going to tell you a story. There's a girl I once knew, I still know. In fact, I'll let you into a little secret. She's probably going to throttle me for sharing this story. But it's actually my wife, Karen. You see, Karen was born into a religious family. She had a very religious upbringing. All her life, she was conditioned to believe what was acceptable, what was appropriate, what was good enough, and what was not good enough, with some sort of warped idea about what it was that you had to do and how it was that you had to be in order to get accepted into heaven. So, you see, when my wife Karen's father died at the age of 6, she didn't really have an influential male role model in her life. I guess I'd probably filled those shoes, but whether I did or whether I didn't was kind of by the by, because for all those years up until the age of her mid-20s, Karen struggled with insecurity and feelings of low self-worth, low self-esteem. She wasn't particularly confident. In fact, she wasn't confident at all. What wasn't she confident in, though? Can I hear you ask? Well, Karen wasn't confident in just being herself. You see, you know, our mum and our family members thought that the best thing that Karen could do with her life would be to get a job, to get a sensible job, to be a nurse, to go to college, to get some degrees, to get some qualifications, and do the same things that pretty much all the wise and sensible people do, to get some job security, to get a good income, you know. There she'll be in the midst of good people that do good things with their life. And if all these good people just do good things and she's in the midst of these good people that do good things, and she might just become good enough. Good enough, perhaps, meet her future husband, get a house, get a car, get a job, get married, have 2.4 children and live that happily ever after life. You know that life that we all want, that normal life? That normal life that everyone else has, just not us, right? Yeah? Following me? That normal life? Never comes, by the way. But for Karen, she was a good girl. She'd done everything that was expected of her. She attended church regularly. She even became a leader. She would sing in the worship team, and they would sing about faith and sing about, you know, being good enough and changing the world and all that kind of thing. Now, I can't speak for anyone else, if you've ever been involved in a religious institution. But, you know, as I've mentioned earlier on in this course, I've talked about, you know, facts, feelings, or faith. There's actually only one of these foundations that you can really build a solid life upon. And those are the facts of who it is that you actually are. Because you can be in faith that someday you'll be good enough to be either accepted and validated by other people, or good enough to be accepted into heaven. Whatever. But I guess what that means is that if you're in faith that someday in the future you'll be good enough, then that can only mean that you're not good enough right now. And right now is where life happens, isn't it? So if you're not feeling good enough about who you are now, then it only comes consequentially that you're not going to feel confident enough or secure enough in who you are. And your self-esteem's not probably, realistically, going to be that particularly high. So, Karen, what a beautiful voice this girl has. I might even include one of her music videos as part of this course, just to let you see her in action, just to give you hope that if she can do it, well, anyone can do it. Because, you know, going back a couple of years ago, she was pretty screwed in the self-confidence department. But, you see, Karen thought that everyone else had gifts and abilities and skills, more so than her. Everyone else was good enough, you know, all the singers in the charts, but just not her. Kind of like, you know, she was the victim. Unfortunately, when the stork was dropping off the, you know, the gifts and the talents and the skills, babies, she got missed out. Everyone else was good enough at doing the things that they were good at, other than her. So all that was really left for her to pursue was this sensible career, this, you know, job as a nurse. But the problem with this was that she didn't want to do this. She didn't even enjoy it because she loved singing. So you see, Karen would compare herself to other people and she would say, you know, I'm not as good as this person. I'm not as good as that person. To the point where I began to recognise a little bit of a trend. You know, I'm not good enough. I'm not good enough. I'm not good enough compared to this person. I'm not good enough compared to that person. I stopped her one day and I said, you know, just out of interest, who is it that you're actually not good enough at being? To which she answered, oh, well, that person's just got such a beautiful voice and they're so gifted and talented on the piano. I'll never be as good as them. And I stopped and I asked her, I said, well, that's probably quite true, actually, you know, sad to say. I mean, how many hours or days or months or years would you actually have to invest into practicing being them? Because I guess that in order to be as good as them, you'd have to commit the rest of your life to practicing being them. So how long are you willing to invest into practicing being them? And I got her attention. She was a little bit confused by this. She said, well, that doesn't really make any sense because I couldn't do that. I said, probably. You might struggle spending the rest of your life practicing to be someone else. But I guess, in reality, some people do this. Some people do go through life trying to be other people, to be accepted, validated, good enough, endorsed, whatever. I suggested to her, you know, could there be any truth in the fact that these people are good enough at just being themselves because they practice being themselves? And she said, yeah, probably, that's quite true. To which I replied, I wonder how much practice you would need to have at just being you before you became good enough at just being yourself. And then things got emotional. So I asked her, why are we crying? Why the tears? And she said, I've never practiced just being me before. I've spent pretty much my whole life trying to be other people. A word that we'd use to define this is envy. When we look to other people with the presumption and assumption that they are more than us. Well, they're not more than us, they're just different from us. Again, as we've mentioned throughout this course, everyone, you, me, everyone you know, the wife, Karen, we're all experts of our own lives. We all know what it is to achieve the things that we've achieved. We all know what it is to fail the things that we've failed in. We all know our flaws, our imperfections. We all know our dirty little habits, and we all know the skeletons that we have in our closets. But this is kind of what makes us us. It's what makes me me, and it's probably, and it probably, definitely, is what makes you you. You have been moulded and shaped intentionally, for a purpose. And what is this purpose? Well, you see, as the world evolves and grows, people are looking for options. They're looking for options, they're looking for signposts, they're looking to be guided and shown where to go next and what to do next. I wasn't born with all the answers, and I'm sure that you're not either. Yeah, I may have one or two. You may be watching this thinking, wow, this guy is so wise. No, not at all. I've just invested quite a number of years into establishing this truth. You know that truth that the littlest God suggested to hide inside of the human race? I've spent the last 6 to 7 years, not 67, 6 to 7, probably closer to 7, really pulling myself apart, evaluating myself, assessing myself, critiquing myself. You see, there's not one person on the face of this planet that will push me harder than I push myself. To do what, Kane? I hear you ask. To become more, to increase my value for other people. Because as I increase my value, I become more. More what? More confident? Yes. But more confident in what? I become more confident in just being me. My wife, Karen, incidentally, I'm going to add a video clip of one of her recent songs into this, just to show you her work. And she's probably going to tell me off for this, but I don't care. Because I want to show you that if I can sit here today in front of you, encouraging you to just simply be yourself and get good at it, spend and invest the rest of your life in working towards just becoming the best version of you that you can possibly be, you'll never be good enough at being someone else. And no one else could ever be good enough at just being you. So, just be yourself. Like me, am I good enough? I don't know. Do you think that I'm good enough? I'm not sure, but I'll be honest with you. I don't care, because I know who I am. And I'm secure in that. I'm confident in that. Some people may think that I'm cocky, but I'm not. I can guarantee that. I'm just confident. Confident in my identity. The stuff that I do with my life is just a mere reflection of who it is that I am. Am I passionate about this stuff? Absolutely, because I'm a passionate man. Who are you? You know, and you're starting to get some ideas now. Becoming confident, becoming bolder, becoming more secure doesn't happen overnight, and you can't take pills for this, unfortunately. Yeah, you can go to the doctors and you can get some medication for anxiety or depression or stress or any of that stuff, but they are just feelings. Feelings come and feelings go, and as we have already established, you are not your feelings. You are you, and you're starting now to see who this person is. Karen invested some time into just being her, into practicing being her, into using her gifts, her talents, the stuff that she had, and just improving, becoming of more value. As a singer, she went and got some voice coaching, some more piano lessons, and she practiced and she practiced and she practiced, and then she started writing some songs, and then she put some melodies to the songs, and then she produced some songs, and then she got some gigs. And as she got some gigs, other people heard her music and they said, "Wow, what a beautiful voice you have." And she said, "Oh, do I? Oh, I never knew that." But I guess in the end, she got the validation that she was looking for. But only because she just simply committed to being herself. What validation do I get, I hear you ask? Well, you see, having produced this course, the Ultimate Relation Coaching Program, if you have seen that one, I highly recommend it for enhancing your relationships. Today I'm just doing this course. I'm just talking. There's no scripts here. I'm just unleashing the beast, unleashing the passion. I'm being who I am because I know that who I am is enough. And I know that you will benefit from this if you haven't already. I'm going to now pass you over to Karen.
Jesus.